Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown, where we take the numbers and the noise from corporate earnings calls and turn them into something you can actually digest.
I'm Malix.
And I'm Jordan. Before we dive in, quick disclaimer.
This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
With that out of the way, Alex, today we're on GE Vernova, ticker GV, second quarter 2026. And this is one of those quarters where I read the numbers twice because they seemed almost too good.
Right. Let's just start with the headline. Orders came in at $24.2 billion for the quarter, up 88% year over year. That's a book-to-bill ratio of over 2x, meaning they're booking twice as much business as they're actually shipping and billing right now.
Which tells you the backlog is just ballooning. And it did. Total backlog hit $176 billion, up $13 billion sequentially. CEO Scott Strazik said they're on track for $200 billion by 2027.
The engine behind all this is really gas power. They signed 20 gigawatts of new orders and slot reservations this quarter alone, pushing their total gigawatts under contract from 100 to 116. And they're now saying they expect to hit at least 125 gigawatts by year-end.
What stood out to me is the mix. More than half of that contracted capacity is for their big HA turbines, the ones expected to run base load for decades. That's not speculative demand. That's utilities and data centers locking in power for the long haul. And notably, about 80% of that demand is still traditional customers, only 20% data centers. So despite all the AI hype, this isn't just a data center story.
Though the data center piece is growing fast too. Electrification booked $2.7 billion in data center orders this quarter, bringing the first half total north of $5 billion, more than double all of 2025.
Let's talk margins, because that's really the story underneath the story. Adjusted EBITDA grew 61% year over year to $1.2 billion, and margin expanded 340 basis points. First half margins are up 360 basis points versus last year, even as lower margin mix equipment revenue grows faster than services.
And free cash flow, this is the number that jumped out at me, $5.1 billion generated in the quarter alone. Year to date, they're at roughly $10 billion, which is already 2.5 times what they did in all of 2025.
A lot of that is working capital benefit from customer down payments on all those gas turbine slot reservations. It's real cash, but investors should understand some of that first half strength is front-loaded. CFO Ken Parks was upfront that second half free cash flow will be notably lower than the first half.
Which is why the full year guidance raise is still notable in context. Revenue guidance moved up to $45.50 to $46.50 billion, and free cash flow guidance jumped from $6.5 to $7.5 billion to $11.5 to $12.5 billion.
That's almost double the original free cash flow guide. EBITDA margin guidance held steady at 12 to 14% for the year.
Let's hit segment performance quickly. Power segment orders more than doubled, revenue up 14%. EBITDA margin expanded 320 basis points to 18.8%. Electrification was even more dramatic. Orders up 66% to $6.3 billion, revenue up 68% on a reported basis, margin up 700 basis points to 18.4%.
Wind is the laggard as expected. Orders down 40%. Mostly onshore weakness in North America tied to permitting delays and tariff uncertainty. EBITDA losses of $275 million this quarter, and they're still guiding to roughly $400 million in losses for the full year. Management's basically saying, we're managing what we can control there and waiting for policy clarity.
The capacity expansion story was a big theme in Q&A too. They're ramping gas turbine output from 3 gigawatts a quarter to 5 gigawatts starting third quarter, hitting a 20 gigawatt annualized run rate. And they now see a path to 30 gigawatts annually by 2030, using lean manufacturing and automation rather than building whole new factories.
That capital efficiency point matters. Strazik was pretty clear that incremental capacity beyond the 400 machines they'll have installed by year-end is relatively modest capex, funded in part by those customer down payments. This isn't a company betting the balance sheet on a super cycle. It's scaling within existing footprint.
One analyst pushed on whether 2026 could be peak orders for gas turbines. Strazik pushed back pretty confidently, saying they see gigawatts under contract growing well beyond 125 into 2027, and reminded everyone the backlog is roughly half equipment, half services. So even if equipment order growth moderates, there's a long services tail coming as these turbines go into their first major outage cycles in the next decade.
There is also a great exchange on data center economics, the electrification opportunity per gigawatt of data center capacity. Management said today's roughly $300 million of scope per gigawatt could grow to three times that once things like solid-state transformers and medium-voltage UPS blocks start shipping, though they were careful to frame that as more of a 2027 and beyond story, not something baked into current numbers.
So stepping back, what does this mean for investors going forward? The core thesis here is a genuine, multi-year electricity demand supercycle, and GE Vernova's backlog and pricing power both suggest they're capturing real, durable value from it, not just riding a hype cycle.
The things I'd watch, whether second half free cash flow comes in as guided, given the down payment timing, how wind performs as tariff and permitting clarity develops, and whether that 2032 to 2033 contracting conversation Strazik mentioned actually materializes, because eventually this backlog growth engine has to keep finding new years to sell into.
Before we wrap up, our closing disclaimer.
Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
With backlog at $176 billion and climbing, margins expanding across power and electrification, and a capital-efficient path to more capacity, GE Vernova looks like a company riding, and helping build, a genuine structural shift in global electricity demand.
We'll be watching the second half closely, especially that cash flow cadence and the wind recovery. Thanks for listening to Beta Finch.
Catch you next time.